In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Psalm 1:1-3. We are not merely flesh and bone walking through this world. We are walking transmitters, broadcasting stations of energy that touch every soul we encounter. At this very moment, your heart is generating an electromagnetic field 60 times greater in amplitude than your brain. This field extends 8-10 feet beyond your body. That means you are literally radiating your internal state into the world around you. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Genesis 1:3. When quantum physics tells us that everything vibrates, that all matter is energy in motion, we're not hearing New Age philosophy. We're hearing the language of creation itself. Every thought, every emotion, every intention creates ripples in the fabric of reality. Just as God's word spoke creation into existence through vibration and frequency. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Proverbs 18:21. If you can unconsciously infect, you can consciously inspire. If you can inspire, you can propel. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Proverbs 4:23. Science confirms what scripture reveals. You're always transmitting. Mirror neurons, cause others to literally feel what you feel. Micro expressions flash across your face 7,000 times a day. Vocal frequencies carry emotional information below awareness. Biochemical signals like pheromones and bioelectric fields shift atmospheres. If you are not influencing others, what frequency are you broadcasting? Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Transmission is not fate, it's choice. If you can unconsciously spread discouragement, you can consciously cultivate encouragement. If you can accidentally drain, you can intentionally energize. If you can infect with fear, you can propel with faith. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Colossians 3:23. Enthusiasm literally means God within. It's scientifically contagious through neural mirroring. Find what genuinely excites you about God, life, and people, and share it. Be still, and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Breathe intentionally. 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out. Focus on gratitude or love while breathing. This literally creates measurable coherence in your electromagnetic field. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Colossians 4:6. Your voice carries the frequency of your heart. Speak from genuine care and conviction. Let your words carry possibility, not limitation. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Don't just preach transformation, be transformation. Walk with the posture of one who believes in others. Let your presence be a sanctuary where others feel safe to grow. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. When you broadcast inspiration and propulsion, you don't just affect the people in front of you. Those people carry that frequency forward. You start chain reactions of transformation that ripple through generations. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Proverbs 11:25. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20. Jesus didn't just give us words. He gave us His frequency, His presence, His energy, His power flows through us to others. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Colossians 3:17. So I challenge you today. Choose to infect with hope instead of despair. Choose to inspire with possibility instead of limitation. Choose to propel others towards transformation through Christ in you. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:8. In a noisy world, we need more people broadcasting on the frequency of love, hope, and transformation. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13.